All right. How are y'all? Good? That's good. Does anyone know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the fiery furnace? Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you the story. So there was a king, his name was Nebuchadnezzar, and he ruled over Babylon. And there were three men, they had pretty strange names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the three men worked for the king in Babylon. And one day the king decided to make this huge statue. It was 90 feet tall. That is like three of these churches. And the men, everybody in Babylon was to bow down and worship it when the music played. And they were to bow down and worship it. And the king said that whoever does not do that gets thrown in the furnace. And that just fire. Has anybody ever seen fire or felt, been around fire? It's hot, isn't it? You did. Okay. Anyway, so this furnace is filled with hot, hot fire. And whoever does not worship when the music plays gets thrown in there. And so when the music played, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not bow down to it. They did not get on their knees and worship it. Well, some of the people that saw that went and tattled on them to the king. And they said, these people weren't doing what you asked them to. Throw them in the furnace. Well, the king was super mad about this. And he went and grabbed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, took them to his office, and said, why aren't you bowing down to this statue that I made? And they told him that they served the one true God, and that he asked for them to not worship any other gods except for him. And so that they weren't afraid of this furnace, because they trusted that God would save them and help them, and even if he didn't, that they were doing the right thing. And so this made the king even more mad, and he ordered for the furnace to be as hot as it can get so that they will surely die when they get in there. Well, the king threw them into the furnace, and when they got into the furnace, they didn't die. God sent one of his angels there with them so that they would be protected from this fire. And when the king looked in the door, he saw four men walking, and he was like, I didn't put four men in there, did I? I had three men. And he ordered them to be taken out, and he asked them why they didn't die. And it was because God had sent his messenger and his angel to protect them. And this shows us that when we do something, even though it seems like it might be scary or we might get hurt for it, but it's the right thing, we need to do it. And just because God tells us to, he will protect us. We just got to be faithful. Does anybody want to pray? Luis, you want to pray? You don't want to pray? Okay, I'll pray. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the Sabbath that you've given us. Thank you for letting us be able to trust in you and be faithful in you and always coming through when we need you, Lord. It might be hard sometimes, but I ask that you would help us to be faithful to you, because we trust that you will always save us. And Lord, help us to have a great Sabbath day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.